From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington. The police chief in the southern U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, say they are attempting to talk to a gunman who continues to fire on police officers from a parking garage. He is suspected of killing 4 law enforcement officers in Dallas and wounding 7 others. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says the gunman is threatening to take more lives. The chief says he also claims to have planted bombs, but their whereabouts are not known. Police have taken 3 people into custody in connection to the Dallas shootings. The shots ring out during a demonstration over what many believe was excessive force in the fatal shootings of 2 black men by police officers in 2 other states. The shooting of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota has sparked protests in several U.S. cities on Thursday. The deadly shooting is raising questions about excessive force, especially against minorities. President Barack Obama.
When people say black lives matter, that doesn't mean blue lives don't matter. It just means all lives matter. But right now, the big concern is the fact that the data shows black folks are more vulnerable to these kinds of incidents.
State and federal investigations are underway into both shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana. The officers involved in those shootings are on administrative leave. A super typhoon slammed into Taiwan's eastern coast on Friday, killing at least 1 person and injuring more than 60 others. Thousands of residents had evacuated before the storm made landfall, packing winds up to 163 kilometers. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, also known as THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear ballistic missile development programs. General Thomas Van Dahl, the Chief of Staff for U.S. Forces in Korea.
Deploying THAAD to the Korean Peninsula will improve our missile defense posture, which is a critical aspect of our defensive strategy.
THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight and has so far proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. China on Friday reiterated its strong opposition to the U.S. THAAD deployment in South Korea and urged the 2 countries to stop it. The U.S. State Department is reopening an internal investigation into whether Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled classified information when she was Secretary of State. The move comes a day after the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, agreed with the FBI recommendation that no criminal charges be filed in relation to the incident. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional panel that investigators found no evidence that Clinton or her aides intended to break the law. The investigators saw just over 100 classified documents in the more than 30,000 Clinton emails they reviewed while she was the country's top diplomat. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, met behind closed doors Thursday with the House and Senate Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan called it an opportunity for members to gain information about Trump's campaign, and some of the attendees expressed enthusiasm for the candidate. But dozens of Republicans shunned the get-together, and others refused to endorse Trump, with less than 2 weeks before the Republican National Convention. North Korea said Thursday that most U.S. sanctions imposed on its leader, Kim Jong-un, amounted to a declaration of war and vowed to take strong retaliatory measures. On Wednesday, the U.S. blacklisted Kim, along with 10 other people and 5 government ministries and departments, for the first time over human rights abuses. In its first response to the U.S. action, Pyongyang urged Washington to withdraw the sanctions immediately, warning that the North would instantly sever all diplomatic channels if they failed to do so. Authorities in Taiwan are investigating an explosion and fire on a commuter train that wounded 25 passengers, some seriously. Police say what appears to be a pipe bomb exploded on one of the cars late Thursday, setting off a fire. Reuters news agency quoting officials saying the explosion does not appear to be connected to terrorism, likely an act of malice. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.